Chapter 3. I will practice self-control and selflessness. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, "We always pay dearly for chasing after what is cheap." What you do or don't do. Self-control is not about what you shouldn't do. It is about what you should do. You should exercise restraint. You should think before you act. Consider, for example, romantic relationships. Too often, we talk about what young Christian couples shouldn't do together. We categorize the expressions of physical intimacy, separating them into different levels. Petting, light and heavy. Kissing, cheek, lips, tongue. I took sex ed at a Christian high school in Georgia. The teachers had us talking through all of this stuff. And then they told us not to do any of it because then we'd end up having sex, which is something you should not do before marriage. For the record, I agree with the idea that you should be celibate until marriage, and if marriage isn't for you, then stay celibate. I'm down with that. That's great. Save sex for marriage, for the one person you're willing to commit to for life. But instead of focusing on how we should have self-control, we focus on what not to do. I think that's the wrong emphasis. Self-control is its own action, not merely an avoidance of other actions. It seems counterintuitive to focus on what we don't want to do rather than concentrating on the things we should be doing. Baseball players focus on making contact with the ball, not striking out. Tightrope walkers look ahead, not down at the ground. The same principle applies to self-control. Focusing on what we want to avoid only diverts our minds from what we want to do or be. We should focus our minds on good things, on our goals. Here's an idea. Practice self-control in the small things. The ordinary things. Self-control is more of a choice to accept the best thing rather than to resist the wrong thing. Trying to get in shape? It takes discipline and willpower to eat well and work out, but it's less about avoiding dessert and more about doing what's best for your body every day. The same concept is particularly important in romantic relationships. So much in our culture points to the thrill of sexual gratification that it can seem like all the world is obsessed with sex. This includes those who believe in gratifying all impulses and desires and those who feel that God is pleased with us when we control ourselves and our urges. Everyone seems unable to stop thinking and talking about sex, temptation, lust, and the reasons we should or should not pursue.